What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? As usual, hope everybody had a great day. I hope you push your goals, reaching your expectations within yourself, pursuing the best you at all costs. So, as I contemplate my thought that I'm trying to express, it has to do with thinking, as usual, thinking, right? And the question I ask myself is, what do you really want? You ever ask yourself that? What do you really want? What do you really want to come of yourself? What are you really trying to do? I mean, we're always so structured in trying to reach a goal, an occupation, or a status, right? Every day we bank on that. Every day we wake up with the notion of trying to be better than our yesterdays, right? I mean, that's the motivation. Of course, for a group of people of us that are on that avenue of being better and really trying to achieve the heightened levels of our DNA within this world and on this earth, right? So this is the class of people that I'm talking to. I'm talking to the people who struggle to strive to be better every single day. You hear that? I'm talking to the people who struggle every day striving to be better, right? So people like us need the motivation. Our motivation is what? What are you motivated to do every day? You motivated to get that money? Is it about your bank account? Is it about geographical location? Is it about real estate? Is it about clothing? What is it about? You know, and I think about myself, I don't have too many huge desires as far as doing stuff. Like, I mean, the beach mindset, the vacation mindset, you know, the indulgence in something really materialistic and lavish. I don't really care about that, because I realize that I've been so concerned with pulling myself together, identifying myself, and getting a grip of myself over the years, from my shortcomings to mishaps to overcoming and conquering a certain aspect of downtimes in my life. I've been committed to a level of thinking and a mindset. And I realize that I'm striving every day to reach a certain mindset, and a mindset that is expressed through my character and my action, and my mindset will be heard loud and clear. So I realize that I work every single day to be heard loud and clear through character, voice, and energy, right? That's what I want. And it has to do with being contained, you know. We're all contained in different ways out here, contained and compromised. We're contained and compromised in so many different aspects. It could be relationship. It could be financial. It could be location. But every day we have these nets, these invisible nets that restrict us. And it's a psychological net, of course, because it comes down. We all have the free will to participate in the law of choice, right? You could choose whatever you want. But to fulfill the full integrity of the word choose and choice, we must know ourselves. We must be confident in ourselves. We must be able to bear a road that may be lonely, because the masses of the misunderstanding of us are in great numbers. So those who misunderstand us will not ride on that same path with us when we decide to make that choice to assert ourselves. So as long as we choose not to assert ourselves, we are contained. And I've always felt this like net over myself, and it's a net of misunderstanding. And I've been fighting with the misunderstanding with the people around me, because I've been fighting to be me 100%. In the process of being me 100%, I've had to break off habits that people have created with the old me or the misunderstood me. So my goal is to get uncontained from years of containment. Containment that makes me not feel free. Containment that makes me not feel confident in saying what I mean and meaning what I say. So I've been fighting for that. I don't want nobody checking me anymore. I don't want nobody evaluating me for flaws or imperfections. I don't want people telling me what's wrong with me without telling me a solution that's going to make me better. You ever have anybody around you that's always picking out something that might be wrong with you, or pinpoint something wrong that you did, but then that's it? There's a period after it. They tell you what's wrong with you, and then there's a period. They're not telling you to inspire you to be better. They're not saying, hey, you know what? You should enhance this. I used to be like that. They're not supplying you with the motivation to work on maybe a flaw that is apparent that you can't see, right? No. People are attacking your flaws because your flaws are affecting their selfishness, because they have a selfish interest in you. And then it comes down to they're trying to configure and correct you only to remedy their own feelings within themselves, because they don't want to work on something that they have. So they'd rather push it on you. So it goes back to containment. So people, what are you motivated for? What are you really waking up for? I know you guys really can't be about that dollar. It's not about the dollar, because, you know, money can't buy you love. Money can't buy you happiness. And that's why I go back to my old pods about put me in a box and I'll be the same, because I work around millionaires. I see millionaires. That shit don't catch my attention anymore, man. I fully understand the limitations of the life that Cain could hold in this world. And money and all that's not. Doesn't make me rich. What makes me rich is the quality of words I can speak, how much education I can supply myself with, and how much people I can impact before I die. That's richness for me, okay? Influencing the masses to do right. Influencing the masses to be more positive. Influencing the masses to be more enlightened to a humble way that shows more care and affection to their neighbors and the people to the left and the people to the right. That's richness. Right? Don't get fooled. These people with money, with the greed in their mindsets and their bogarted ways and disrespectful attitudes and carte blanche mindsets, and, you know, have this whole everybody's a peasant view. They ain't stronger than nobody. They're just people hiding behind a dollar, and their insecurities are so deep. They put their drive and energy into making more money to build a bigger wall to hide behind. Bigger house. Can't find me in my bigger house. It's just me. But I need these houses and these rooms to hide behind, because the real me, I would never understand the real me. That's what those people are about. Wouldn't you rather be in touch with yourself and be honest with your struggles, be honest with your suffering, be honest with the limitations and flaws that you made in the past that put you in a position that you're in now? Wouldn't you want to have that information on hand, on demand, in remembrance, so you never ever forget where you came from? What do we wake up for, people? What kind of state of mind are you really trying to get to? What kind of energy are you trying to push off to the surrounding people around you so they will understand what you're about before they even talk to you? That's what I'm striving for. I'm striving to live and die with this contentness in my mind that I worked hard every day, navigating and traveling through choppy seas and rough days and rough conflicts and misunderstandings and, you know, shame row, persecution row, doubt row. I don't care. I want to be that dude that stood against all that. Because, you know what? I think I'm just good at that. I'm good at coping. I'm good at dealing. So once you know what your motivation of the mindset you're trying to get to, you got to know what strengths that you're even greater at to be able to tackle the adversity and the resistance and the friction that you're going to face when you're on that path trying to get to that next mindset. It's psychology. You got to learn to let go and move on with so much stuff that in the past you would want to jump right into, right? There's so much stuff psychologically that we want to jump right into and assert our aggressive self on and shut them down with the loudness and shut them down with the rage and put people in their place. But that's anger motivation. Do you think anger motivation is the key to success? Huh? But what the inside, right? When you're mad and when you're bitter about something and you walk up on a situation and you walk up on a person who just you feel is doing you wrong and got you so misunderstood, don't you just want to smash them into understanding? Doesn't that feel so good at the moment? Why is that? Yeah, that's that devil hole saying, come play with me. Come play with me. Don't wait for two cookies later. Eat the cookies now, right? Nah. I've learned to wait for the cookies. I've learned to look at the cookies on the table and save them for later. It's impulse gratification. Impulse gratification gets nowhere. Impulse gratification is the devil's currency, right? So think about the mental motivation you're trying to acquire, people. Not the job, not the materialism, but the state of mind. The you inside the you. What are you trying to attain? What are you trying to express? What are you trying to leave as a signature of energy with people that meet you, that they could just sense, wow, you know what? That's what this guy's about, man. I could feel it when I talk to him. I could hear it. And yo, his movement is so consistent with the neural cortex paths inside his brain. He is well understood. People, ask yourself, what state of mental status and mindset am I trying to reach before my time gets punched? Think about that.